Well, good morning.
That's not a good one.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's 7:10. Brock Hunter, how you doing, buddy?
He's more manly. He needs more grunt. You sound like a wounded dog.
Like a little monkey.
Tim would be pissed.
Anyway, we're going to keep her moving. It is time for your morning dump. Let's get it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it. Okay, I'm going to start off with a story that is aggravating. It's annoying, and we're going to rant about it. Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost have welcomed a baby boy to the world. Congratulations. All right, the happy couple. They've enjoyed some time being married, and now the baby's there. Here's the thing. They named the baby Cosmo. They should have their baby taken away. I'm sorry.
Cosmo, yeah, huh?
They named their after baby the drink? Boy. I don't know. After the drink? After the it's Seinfeld after character?
I was going to say, either after the drink or Cosmo Kramer. I don't know any other Cosmos.
This makes me so angry. All right?
C-O-S-M-O.
Yeah, Cosmo. Cosmo Jost.
They should have just thrown an S on the end. Cosmos, because then it's more like planetary. You know what I'm saying? Then it's a little
That's
bit.
A stupid name.
This is ridiculous. And I'm going to say this right now, wholeheartedly. If you give your kid a crazy name, something weird out there like Cosmo, it's selfish. It's annoying. No one thinks it's cute, and you should have your baby taken away. Like, this baby now has to go through life explaining to everyone that his name is Cosmo, okay? It's
Cosmo. So what's the last name?
Jost.
Jost. Cosmo Jost. What is a Cosmo? What's in a Cosmo?
Cosmo. Cosmo is, I don't know, something fruity. I think it's vodka and
it's red, isn't it? Isn't it a red drink.
I think it can be a bunch of different colors. I think so.
Huh. What's worse, Cosmo or North?
They're all bad. It kills me that adults do this to babies, all right? these are people, right? They have working, functioning brain. Apple. Archie's not that bad, but it's still like an older name.
Blanket, come on.
Blanket.
Michael.
These are adults, all right? Adults with working brains, able to function and do reasoning and have empathy.
You got to think about that. You know, this is not
they
a
don't.
Pet.
You know what they
you
do?
Know, it's not a little sparky over here. You know, this person's going to grow up, have to live with this for the rest of their life.
That's how they treat it. That's a perfect way to put it. It's like they're naming a pet. It's like they're naming something.
It's not a goldfish, for God's sake.
So when they post on Instagram and all the photos, they get to, welcome to the world, Cosmo. Everyone's laughing at your baby's name, all right? No one thinks it's cool. No one. And little baby Cosmo's going to grow up saying, oh, yeah, my name's Cosmo. Oh, really? Your parents hated you. Is that what it is? If you name your baby something weird, I think you should have the baby taken away. I really do. Damn.
This guy just had a baby. Hey, by the way, if there's any Cosmos out there, we apologize right off the bat.
Sorry that your parents suck and they gave you a terrible name, all right? It drives me nuts. This is a poor little innocent baby who can't defend itself, can't do anything, and you're giving it its name. It's what it's supposed to be. I mean, yeah, they can change it when they get older, but for the next 18 years, they're going to be called Cosmo.
Cosmo. Margarita. I know a margarita.
It's so annoying to me. It's so annoying to me. It's so selfish.
I want to name my kid Jagerbomb. That's what I'm. Yeah. What up, Jagerbomb?
Yeah. Jager, little Yaggy for short. Little Yaggy. Honestly, there probably is a kid out there named Jagerbomb because adults suck. It's so ridiculous to me. Oh,
Jagerbomb. You got a little screwdriver over here.
That's a stupid name.
All right. I'm sure I'll rant on more of that. But nice job, Colin and Scarlett, you jerks. Lastly, all right, let's find something that'll cheer me up. How about this? The show Naked and Afraid, you know that show, right? Take survivalism to the extreme. Well, they're adding dating to the mix.
Oh, Jesus.
16 men and women will be left in the nude on an island for nearly 30 days trying to find romance.
I've seen the show a few times. I don't think I've seen a full episode from front to back. I don't know.
You don't want to see a front to back. Good
job. Yeah, right. I usually split them up if you know what I mean. Dude, I don't know. I remember watching it. I'm just like, okay, you can't just make people naked and expect ratings. You know?
That's kind of what they're going for in my mind.
You can't just
make people naked and then throw them out
here's
on an
the,
island.
Here's the
and
thing,
have them do
too.
Things.
Have you ever seen the show, you know, I Shouldn't Be Alive?
Yeah.
Like, these guys are out in the wilderness for 70, 80 days at a time. They're never naked.
No.
They always have clothes. They always find a way. Why do you got to be naked?
Like,
are you a caveman? I don't get it.
I hope to God I'm never in a scenario where, let's say, a plane goes down. All right, I'm already stranded on an island. Not to mention all
Did
of
you
my
get on the plane naked.
All my clothes, exactly. Are all my clothes gone? Like, what is going to transpire in order for me to be stranded and naked?
You
out
take
in the
a shower and a monkey stole all your clothes? Is that because if that's the scenario, I can understand.
Of course the train derails when I'm stripping down for no reason in the middle of this train bathroom. Like, I don't understand. And now, Naked and Afraid of Love, which, again, debuts this Sunday on Discovery Plus. Now you're going to take a bunch of people with bug bites all over their junk. Because they're out there naked, horsing around, doing challenges. No one's going to find that.
You know, I'm going to come out with a show. It's going to be called Clothed and Comfortable. It's going to play right after Naked and Afraid.
Just some guy on a couch, like in sweatpants,
playing
eating nachos.
Video games for it.
This is way better than being naked and afraid, man.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we got? We got parents giving their babies stupid-ass names. And naked people trying to find love while competing.
Trying to find some clothes, dude.
Yeah. And when we call it Naked and Trying to Get Dressed, there's a good show.
Right.
Look,
that's objective number one, dude. You need to find some clothes.
You're naked right now, but somewhere on this island, there is a armoire full of clothes that you can wear.
It's a pair of New Balances and Nike shorts from 1992.
The first person to find the golden undies wins. All right. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.